Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The head of the World Food Program recently expressed his concerns about food aid efforts globally this year, coming off a challenging 2020. This is Rod Bain from the USDA.
2020, a year several will remember for its examples of disruption of the food supply chain due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes the chains that provide critical food supplies and resources to the world's malnourished and starving.
I'd already been warning the world leaders that 2020 could be the worst humanitarian crisis year we've seen since World War II. But then COVID just comes in and just devastates in so many different ways, disrupting supply chains, economic deterioration.
David Beasley is the executive director of the World Food Program and a recent speaker at this year's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum. He says efforts to address this crisis of supply chain disruption and economic deterioration before world leaders at the United Nations Security Council led to an outpouring of response.
2019 had been a very robust economic year, so we had a lot of money to tap back into for economic stimulus packages, humanitarian aid, and so many different ways that we responded.
However, with diminished economic resources in 2021, a spike in the number of people around the globe near the brink of starvation since the start of the pandemic.
Now we're looking at from 135 million to 270 million people marching to the brink of starvation.
Plus a continuation, in some cases a rise, in what Beasley calls the three C's.
Conflict, climate change, COVID. We're facing unprecedented crisis ahead in 2021.
Regarding feeding those malnourished and starving around the world, another impact of the pandemic on global food aid and assistance programs like the World Food Program has been the shifting of focus on the immediate need for food versus longer-term goals such as establishing needed infrastructure and extension to local populations, and in turn, create self-sufficiency.
We like to come in and with food for asset programs, rehabilitate land. Our beneficiaries have planted 6-7 billion trees in the past many years. We've rehabilitated several million acres of land. In this last year alone, 650 miles of roads that our beneficiaries built, over 60 to 70 kilometers of dikes, water reservoirs, dams. And it's amazing what happens. People will look to me after a year and say, we no longer need your outside support.
Beasley says even with the challenges to support food aid efforts in 2021, the expense will be greater for the world economically, socially, and stability-wise if offerings like the World Food Program are not in place.
I was in the middle of Niger, an area that's just been devastated with climate extremes, flooding. It's an area under assault in so many different ways. In these types of areas, if we're not there, it's just amazing the recruitment that takes place by extremist groups.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.